Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're the owner, and you eat what you kill.
We are back. It's 13 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, Beverly Williams, as I promised you, as she is virtually every week. To help us conduct our home-based business hour is with us right now. Beverly is the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, AAHBB. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, good morning and thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Did you know that on this day in 1565, the first permanent settlement in the U.S. was founded? And do you know where? You know where it is, right?
Well, it was a little bit before my time.
Well, I know, but now, do you remember what the oldest city in the United States?
Well, it's in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's
St. Augustine.
St. Augustine, thank you.
I knew you knew that. If I hadn't asked you, you could have told me, right?
That's right.
1565, the first permanent settlement at St. Augustine. I've never been to St. Augustine. I'd like to go there. I understand that they've got the original settlement there is restored. Mm-hmm. I think that's the case.
Right.
Also, on this day in 1858, Abraham Lincoln, before he was president, made his famous speech about how you can fool people. Remember that? You can fool all the people some of the time and
right.
some of the people all the time.
Right.
But you can't fool all the people all the time.
That's right.
Also, guess what today is? Today is international, not national, but International Literacy Day.
Aha,
that's a worthy cause.
Yes, very important cause.
Yeah, absolutely. Beverly, we're talking about success tips for home-based businesses.
Yes.
And I think we're down to number 12 on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, this one is one that usually raises eyebrows and causes people to sink in their chairs when I'm talking at workshops and classes. And it's have a working relationship with two very important professionals in your business life. One is a lawyer, and one is an accountant. And the reason I believe people sort of raise their eyebrows and shrink away from me when I say that is because they see dollar bills flying out the windows.
Right.
There is a perception that these are the two very expensive people and that most small business owners or home-based business owners can't afford them. But there's a couple of things that I want to point out. One is that I said working relationship. That does not mean you necessarily have somebody on a retainer, particularly a lawyer.
Right.
You don't need them on retainer. But you do need a working relationship with these two professionals from the very beginning, the germination of your business idea, because they will save you a whole lot more money than what they cost you.
So well, primarily, what you're talking about is don't wait till you get in trouble. Don't wait till you need them
right.
to find them.
Well, I guess even more than that, is be aware that you need them before you really think you need them.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you another question. I'm just thinking about how people that I know think when they want to be a home-based business owner.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking simple. They're thinking uncomplicated.
Right.
They're thinking, you know, all the clutter out of my life. You know, I'm going to try to follow my dream here in a very simple way. And when you tell me to hire an accountant and an attorney, that sounds like more and more complications. I mean, the money aside, what do you think? You think people think that?
I'm sure they do, but you said the key word that I didn't say.
What?
Hire.
Yeah.
I said have a working relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very different from hiring or having on retainer these two professionals.
Very good point. And just because you go and talk to an attorney and tell him or her what you are doing, and just because you talk to them a little bit about some ways you interview them, about mm-hmm. some of the ways that they might be able to help you,
mm-hmm.
that interview shouldn't cost you anything.
That's right.
Unless you give them something to do.
That's correct. And it's one of the things that you do when you make that first call to them, and we'll talk in a minute about how to find them, but when you make that first call is tell them you're considering a business, you would like to speak with them about their areas of expertise to see whether or not you're a fit,
mm-hmm.
and what is their policy on new client interviews? And most of them will tell you, well, you know, we'll schedule the first half hour, or maybe it's an hour, no charge to get acquainted.
Right.
Let's see when we can make that appointment.
Mm-hmm.
It is to their benefit as well as to yours to make that available to you.
Another thing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right.
Another thing is you have to realize, and I'm speaking specifically of attorneys, although this applies to some degree to accountants, attorneys often specialize. Now, they might not completely specialize in any one thing, but they might be more, you might know an attorney who is more of a litigator.
Right.
You might be socially acquainted with an attorney who does only bankruptcy or something like that. So you need to find out what that attorney does. Do they work with small companies like yours?
Right.
Or is there someone in their firm that they could recommend you to, or another attorney that they could recommend you to?
Or maybe you want to look for a home-based business attorney, because there are a lot of those now.
Yep.
And they will certainly have more understanding of what you're looking at. In the way of your business startup.
You're talking about an attorney who actually is home-based.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Now, I don't know. I personally don't know a lot of those.
Oh, I know a handful right in my own
Good.
Metropolitan area.
Good. Now, that's, I mean, I'm not saying that I've never heard of one, but,
right.
but in fact, I guess I do know one, but that's
right. It used to be something that they would definitely not tell people about, and it was a part-time, they had another office somewhere, too,
right.
because of the perception of home-based businesses, but it's no longer a problem for them.
Now, when you go to an accountant, you may have a similar situation. You may have the person that you know, the accountant that you know to ask for, might be a senior partner and might spend all of their time on audit or tax work,
mm-hmm.
and they might not have time to really give you the kind of service. And that's really the important thing you want to ask for, isn't it, Beverly? That you know, and I would ask these people, either both of these professionals. If I need you, are you going to have time to help me, or is it going to be someone else? And the reason is it's okay if it's going to be somebody else, but I think you need to know that.
Well, I agree with you, and you're thinking bigger even than I think. When I think of startups, most of them are so intimidated by going to a law firm or an accounting firm
right.
that they tend to look for the one- or two-person or smaller office so that they're not as intimidated by the number of people and, again, seeing dollar signs.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I'd like to talk about how to find a person that you can be comfortable with and what kind of questions to ask.
All right. Thank you, Bev. Folks, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're talking about how to be successful in the home-based business with one of the experts, Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. If you have a question, 888-822-8255. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm a good friend. Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, is our guest, as she is every week, at least once a week, to talk to us about home-based business issues. We're talking about some of the success tips that Beverly has identified. In fact, these are available on a cassette, and they're available from you, Beverly, aren't they?
They are. They can contact me through the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And we have a website at www.aahbb.org,
mm-hmm.
or they can contact us at the 800 number of 1-800-447-9710.
And it's $16?
Right. It's $15 plus $1.50 shipping and handling.
$16.50, okay.
It's an hour audio tape.
And it's excellent, folks. I have seen it. I've been through it. We've talked about it on the show, some of the issues on the show, but see, you don't have with the cassette, you get Beverly's lilting voice throughout the whole thing. That you don't have to listen to me. That's one of the nice things about the
that ought to drive you to buy
the cassette if nothing else will. Beverly, we're talking about the importance in a home-based business, in the beginnings of a home-based business life. Of having a building a relationship, as you corrected me, not hiring an accountant and an attorney yet, but just developing a relationship, which means actually meeting one of these.
Right, right. It means getting a reference from other people that you know in small business, asking them who they use, what they like and don't like about that person, and then getting a list of three or four and making some phone calls or. Use it as one of your what you want to get out of a networking opportunity.
There you go. You used that word I wanted to bring up. I wanted to make sure we didn't miss an opportunity, Beverly.
Nope.
And thank you for doing that. I knew you would, because
folks, you've heard me and Beverly and others talk on this show about how you, the importance of a network, the importance of networking, the importance of finding people who are like of like mind and like spirit, and you employ the network to find these people, because a lot of, Beverly, you and I know that a lot of small business, I mean, a lot of home-based business people, especially if they're dreamers, especially if they're in the very, very early stages of starting this business, they may have no social relationships with an accountant or an attorney.
Right, exactly.
And so they're going to have to ask someone else, and that's where your network comes in.
Mm-hmm. Or they've had an attorney or an accountant for their personal things, but that person only does personal law or personal accounting,
mm-hmm.
and they have no idea about small business. Now, they may be able to recommend you to someone,
right?
But that may not be the person that you mesh well with, so you need more than one person to interview for this position with you, and that position being an advisor, whether it's a short-term or a long-term.
Well, you make a good point there. I'd like to recommend that people meet more than one person in each one of these disciplines, because there's someone that you're going to meet, you're going to click with more than the other.
That's correct.
One of these people is going to take a little bit more of an interest. They're going to be a little more empathetic with what you're doing than another one is, and you can tell that. You'll be able to pick up on that.
Yes. And I believe in that so fully. I even do that for my doctors. I have doctors raise eyebrows because I want to interview them before I get sick to see whether or not we click. It does make a difference. I need to feel comfortable with the person. You need to feel comfortable mm-hmm. with the person that you're going to pay to give you advice on something as important as your business.
Because both of these issues we're talking about, accounting and legal, have the potential at some point in time to be contentious, to be stressful, and to be very frustrating and scary, very frightening.
Right.
And you need to feel that the people that you're dealing with have your best interest in mind, and it's important for you to have confidence in them.
Right. Well, it's also important for them to have a basis of knowledge of you and what you're trying to do, so that as your business develops, you can pick up a phone and call that person and say, you know, I have a quick question for you. And more times than not, if you are somebody they have established a relationship with, they will answer that question for you on the phone
mm-hmm.
in 5 minutes or so, and that's, you're done with. You don't have to be billed for it, but you don't have to go through a lot of background information either, because they already know you, know the background of you and your business, and can answer the question.
Right. There are some things, though, that you need to understand about how to work with these people, because don't forget, their time is their inventory.
Right.
And so when we come back, let's talk about that a little bit, Beverly.
Yes.
It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you have a question or a comment, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. That's the number to call if you have a question or a comment about something that we're talking about. We're talking about how, with Beverly Williams, the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, about the importance of having a relationship with a banker, I mean with a banker, with an accountant and an attorney. And but you also need to have a relationship with a banker too, don't you, Beth?
Yes, true. That's
but,
true.
But you know, if you have any other questions, if there's something else that you've got on your mind today about the home-based business that you own or one that you're thinking about starting, it's okay to call 888-822-8255. Bev and I'll stop and talk to you for a minute. Eric's on the board, and he'll put you through to us. Beverly, one of the things that I was saying, and I know you've got several more things you want to tell us about this, but I just want to make sure people realize that when you call an accountant, when you call an attorney, know what you're going to say before you call them and get to the point.
Right.
They need to charge you for their time, because their time, and Abraham Lincoln said this first, he said that an attorney's time is his stock and trade, is his inventory,
mm-hmm.
and so they need to charge you for that. But if you can ask them a question, in 30 seconds and they can give you a minute answer, mm-hmm. which is all you may need,
right.
they probably won't charge you for that.
That's right.
Because they're waiting for you to do business with them when you close a piece of real estate or when you mm-hmm. when you incorporate or when you need a contract developed mm-hmm. or something like that.
Right.
That's what they're going for, and they're willing to throw you some of this small information when you need it. But if you have to take 30 minutes or 20 minutes or even 15 minutes to get to the point and to keep asking them a bunch of questions that really are not necessary, then they're going to bill you for that.
Well, that's exactly right.
And they should.
And you're absolutely right. You have to look at them as a business person because that's what they are as well. And you would no more want somebody constantly calling you or stopping into your office to ask, you know, questions constantly and pick your brain, I call it.
Yep.
Not want to be charged for it, that's no more fair to you than it is to the person you may be doing it to.
Mm-hmm.
So you do need to be very careful when you're asking questions. And when you're doing the initial interviewing of these people, ask them for outright, you know, once we have established a relationship, if I have a quick question on the phone and it takes less than 5 minutes or less than 3 minutes to ask the question and get the answer from you, is there a charge? Do you charge in some people charge in 15-minute increments, whether it takes the full 15 minutes or not. You need to know that up front. It's okay. People need to charge for their time. But you need to be very aware of what it's going to be if there is going to be a charge for that.
You know, my attitude about that, though, Beverly, I'm going to differ with you just a little bit.
Okay.
And my attitude is expect them to charge you.
Yes.
Don't ask a question without expecting to pay. I think you need to understand that you're going to pay, and then if you don't, be pleasantly surprised. And the reason I say that is if you ask them if they're going to charge you for 10 or 15 minutes, then they're going to have to say yes because they don't want you to take advantage of them.
Understand.
But if you don't ask them, if you expect to pay and they choose not to bill you, then you just, you know, Merry Christmas.
But at the same time, Jim, there are people who will consequently never pick up the phone to ask that important question.
Yeah.
Because they immediately see the dollar signs going out the window.
But my point is don't ask the question without expecting to pay, because you need to expect to pay.
That's fine. I agree with you. I think we're talking the same thing coming from different
mm-hmm.
angles. My purpose is to make sure that people get the information they need from the people they need it from.
Right.
And I have unfortunately been so aware over the years I've been in business of people who look at me cross-eyed when I say, have you talked to your accountant about that? Oh, now you know, every time I pick up the phone, it's $100. Well, it's $100 probably very well spent, but they get so hung up on having to spend that money for something.
Yeah.
They probably shouldn't be in business if they can't afford the proper advice that they need to run that business is efficiently and legally and so forth. But I would like people to not get so hung up on that it's going to cost them too much
mm-hmm.
money. That yes, it may cost them money and probably should cost them money, but I want to get them in the door to begin with to ask the proper questions and to understand that whatever you do have to pay will save you down the road.
No question about it, especially if you ask questions that need to be asked and not silly questions.
Right.
And if you get to the point.
And I would hope that anybody going into business has done their research and knows how to ask a proper question.
Now, if someone is out there saying, okay, which one should I go to first? What's your recommendation? Accountant or attorney?
The accountant.
Right. I agree.
Yes, and the reason is that the accountant will tell you not only the accounting aspects, but they can show you and tell you which form of business is the best one for you in the type of business that you're going into,
mm-hmm.
which is what a lot of people think they need to go to the attorney for.
Mm-hmm. That's and right.
It really is. If you're only going to go to one or can only afford to do one now, definitely the accountant.
The accountant is going to be more attuned to the business
mm-hmm.
than the attorney is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something else. You're going to find that you're probably going to get one of your best referrals to an attorney from the accountant.
That's correct. Absolutely.
If your accountant has an attorney that they recommend, it's because more than likely they've already been through this with several other people, and this person is proven to be reliable for people in your situation.
Right.
All right. Beverly, stand by. We're going to take a break. Folks, we've got more to talk about with Beverly Williams, the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 39 after. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We're back. It's 44 after. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you'd like to hear this conversation again, if you would like to go back and review some things that Beverly and I have said this hour, or if you just tuned in and you missed part of the first half of the hour or something like that, you can still hear that interview, this interview with Beverly Williams, the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and me by going to my website and clicking on the spinning globe and then clicking on the on-demand option. And that will give you will make this interview available to you on demand for the next 24 hours until it's replaced with tomorrow's show. And Beverly, coming up real soon, in just a couple of 3 weeks, anyone will be able to go to my website and hear many of the past visits that you and I have had on demand at their convenience from my archives.
Very good.
I'm excited about that.
I'm excited, too, because I don't want to go back necessarily and listen to you and I, but I'd like to go back and listen to some of the other shows you've had.
Well, I appreciate that. You're going to be surprised. I think you're going to be surprised. We had some good visits. We've had some really good visits. Let's continue to talk about developing a working relationship with an accountant and an attorney. You have some tips that you want to give people on how to talk to these people.
Right. And I'm going to use the tips basically that I talk about for hiring an accountant or interviewing an accountant, finding an accountant, because most of what you ask an accountant will also apply to an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But I want people to understand, first of all, the reasons you need this accountant in your business life is from day one is because they can help you set up the correct form of business for you, the one that will have the tax advantages, the one that is the simplest record keeping for you and your business. They will help you set up those financial records. Now, I get so many people ask me, well, what accounting package should I use for my small business? Well, so much of the answer to that question depends on the type of business as well as the person's ability to use the program.
Mm-hmm.
Accountants are familiar with those programs and can give you the best advice on it. The estimating your taxes. A lot of people don't realize that when they're self-employed, they've got to pay taxes probably on a quarterly basis and estimate it. Well, do you know how to estimate? I don't know how to do that. I am an accountant.
That's what accountants are for,
that's
right?
Right. That's right.
The reason God made accountants.
Absolutely. What tax forms do you need to fill out and when do you need to fill them out? It's much easier to call your accountant and ask those questions than it is to struggle through them on your own. You find an accountant to consider by asking other people who are in a small business, who do they use, what do they like and don't like about that person, how long have they been using that person, and how did they find them, perhaps? Was that a referral from another business person, or did they pick them out of the phone book?
Or is this just a brother-in-law?
Or is it a brother-in-law? You're right. It could be a
Or sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Or, or any family member. And then you want to start thinking about, once you've decided, okay, here's three or four names of people that have been recommended to me, what kind of questions do you want to ask that person to find out whether or not you're compatible? One is you want to have someone whose typical client profile looks a lot like you. People who are in small business, who they have been with from preferably the beginning, so they've got lots of experience in business startups. You want to have somebody, whose abilities are such that they will enhance your business. In other words, you don't want somebody whose average client is a large corporation tax client and only 5% of them are small business, because they're not going to have the ready answers and experience with small business, and they're always going to be looking at you and your difficulties or experiences in the same light as a large corporation, and they are totally different.
Now, Bev, I know that one of your perspectives is an accounting firm that's fairly small and that really focuses on small businesses and home-based businesses, and I think that's a great idea. But at the same time, there are larger firms that might be intimidating from the street
right.
that have a division, so to speak, maybe one person
inside
of that organization that does focus on that, because those big firms know from whence their future big clients come from.
You're right, and I will tell you that, yes, I probably had a prejudice against larger companies for a number of years until I went to a chamber meeting and ran into someone who was with a fairly large accounting firm in our area who said, my specialty is small business startups.
And you were surprised, weren't you?
And I said, well, I wasn't totally surprised, but his definition of small business and mine, I thought, were going to be too far apart. And I said, really, tell me a typical small business that you service. And he said, a one- or two-person operation, and about 50% of my small business clients are home-based businesses. And it opened the door for us to have further conversations, and I have recommended him a number of times.
I was going to say, I bet you sent him a lot of business, haven't you?
I certainly have, because I had that face-to-face contact and information with him and felt that he was someone that truly did understand what a small and a home-based business person were facing when they first started up, and knew their budget constraints and knew their concerns.
And let me tell you something else. I also know some really small, teeny tiny accounting firms, one or two person accounting firms,
mm-hmm.
who only have one or two very large clients.
That's right.
And they don't even deal with small businesses.
Absolutely.
So it cuts both ways, doesn't it?
Yes. Very definitely. Definitely does.
Okay, Bab, let's hold off, because we're going to go to a break here in a second. Folks, when we come back after these messages, we're going to wrap up the hour with Beverly Williams, the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, as we finish up our conversation on how to find and develop a relationship with an accountant and an attorney. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you very much for joining us. I want to remind you that Adam Therer is a new guest, a new friend who's going to be with us in the next hour. He's with the Heritage Foundation. We're going to be talking about the broadband issue, the connectivity issues. Many people call it what big pipes or broadband width. This is something that's very important, Beverly. I know that... that you probably have read quite a bit about this, but this is where we're going to be talking about how you are going to be connected to the world in the future and what it's going to take to get there, and I'm looking forward to having Adam on the show. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Beverly, give us your website one more time.
That's www.aahbb.org.
It costs $30 a year to be a member, and it's a steal, folks. It's the best $30 you'll ever spend, especially if you're a home-based business, or if you're even thinking about being a home-based business. It could be the best money you can spend. And all you got to do is go to the website that Beverly just gave you, or call this 800 number.
1-800-447-9710.
It's worth more than $30 a year just to be able to associate with Beverly Williams. Let's wrap up the hour, Beverly, talking about accountants and attorneys having a relationship.
Well, I think once you have asked the questions that we talked about in the previous segment to the three or four people that you've decided to interview, if there's no clear-cut person on top there, trust your intuition. I don't think that enough people trust their intuitions, and I have learned to trust mine because it is almost always right on target.
And the older we get, the more accurate it is.
Absolutely, and I don't know whether we learn to trust it more or becomes more fine-tuned, but it is worth listening to. And just remember that you're not signing a lifetime commitment with this person. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out, you can find somebody else.
That's right.
But if you've done your homework and asked the questions that you know to ask at this point, and make a decision, and then begin to build a relationship with that person and that firm. Keep them informed of what you're doing in your business life. Ask them the questions that you have, even if you think it's a stupid question. Ask it anyway, because it may be the most important question you've asked. And it will help that person or that group to get to know you and your business so that they can better help you down the road. I can't tell you how valuable the conversations my husband and I both are in business, and we've had with our accountant, who is someone I met who was a home-based business person, was one of the charter members of the association when we started as a local group back in 1991. And he became our accountant and has been the most valuable asset of our business since. I just cannot tell you how many times he has saved us hundreds of dollars And what we've paid him has been a drop in the bucket compared to what he saved.
And I bet you've gotten bills from him and you couldn't believe that he didn't charge you any more than he did.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. But he also has always helped us understand the value of what we're paying for. And it has always been worthwhile.
But remember, it's your business, you're responsible for it, and you can't expect them to make decisions for you.
No, it should be a joint thing if you need help in making a decision. But bottom line, it is your business, and you do have to trust the person that is giving you the advice and know that they're going to back up their advice with good service.
Yeah, and don't forget, they are a resource. They're a very important resource. Mm-hmm. But you have to be the ultimate decision maker in the end. Beverly, that's got to be the last word. Thank you very much for joining us. We're looking forward to next week already.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy being here.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. This is Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.